You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. All the years that you go through medical school, all the years that you go through a surgical training program, all the years that you go through a plastic surgery training program is really trying to get you ready to be able to identify what's not normal. Because I got to be honest with you, most of the time, if you're working in an emergency room, if you're seeing patients for normal things, the answer to most of the questions becomes, what's normal? What's average? What would somebody that presents with a certain ailment or a certain problem, what would that most commonly be? But all the years of those trainings is supposed to help you identify the zebra. And the reason why I call it that is because years ago in my surgical training program, we used to have to do a lot of trauma. And one of my mentors and one of my trainers always used to say that when you hear hoof beats come in, hoof prints, hoof beats, you normally think horses. And that's what you're supposed to think. But all the years of training is supposed to help you identify when those hoof beats come out to become a zebra. And the reason that I think this is so amazingly important in all aspects of life, especially when it comes to medical things, and especially in my field of plastic surgery, is because so many people are using the Google doctor or the computer or, you know, Google whatever to identify problems and symptoms that they're basically plugging into the computer or Google, and they're coming up with what their diagnosis is. They're coming up with their issue is. They're coming up with what their surgery should be. They're coming up with what the cost of the surgery should be. Because after I looked on Google, it said it should cost this much money. Or after I looked on Google, it said that I have this kind of a problem. How come you're telling me that it's something else? So the reason why I think it's so imperative now is because of all the virtual consultations that are being performed across the country and across the world. I'm seeing a tremendous uptick in the number of patients that really are enjoying these virtual consultations. And I enjoy doing them too, because it gives me an opportunity to not only address your concerns, but I can really be the voice of reason and the expert that's talking to you about something that concerns you without you ever having to leave the comforts of your home, without ever having to come to the office, and to maybe dispel a bunch of rumors or a bunch of problems that you think that you may have that you really don't, or the opposite. You may think that it's a straightforward, I'll give you an example. I saw someone today on a virtual consultation. It happened to be a gentleman. And the gentleman was interested in a breast reduction. So spoke with him on HIPAA-compliant virtual call. And at some point, I said, okay, let me take a look at what, you know, we're looking at. And this was a formal breast reduction. Forget the fact that it was on a man. It was an actual good C cup breast on a gentleman. Now, obviously, this is something that's truly concerning to him. He's had it for quite some time throughout his life, and it's always been a source of a lot of angst for him. And I could see that. But when he explained to me that he's been Googling breast reductions in men, what he was showing me that he was Googling was something that would be more like a gynecomastia procedure or a little liposuctioning thing. He wasn't really plugging in the fact, because I guess not only is it hurtful for him to actually have to plug in that it's literally a C-cup breast on a man, but the amount of surgical time, the amount of surgery, the actual real surgery that this is going to require, as opposed to, you know, a guy that just has a little bit extra fat on his chest that really wants to just sculpt it away. Something like that could be done with Cool Sculpting. Something like that could be done with a little liposuctioning. This was literally a formal breast reduction. So my point of this podcast to everyone that's listening is to really value the expertise that you're requesting, be it for a cardiologist, a dermatologist, a plastic surgeon, and really try to use them in the best way possible so that at the end of that virtual consultation, you're walking away from that consultation with a great deal more information than you would have if you just plugged it into a Google search. And I can definitely tell you, after doing hundreds of these virtual consultations, so many people come prepared to talk about what they want to have done, but I can tell that it's a Google search type of a questioning. It's a Google search type of thing. And soon as I'm able to really expound on what's really happening and why they are having certain issues and why it may be impacting their life, they all of a sudden like have this look on their face like, oh my God, like you really understand my issues. You really understand me from like a psychosocial perspective. And I got to be honest with you, after 27 years of being in practice as a board certified plastic surgeon, I would hope at this point that I would be able to communicate with you on a level that would be very, very rewarding for actually for both of us, because I truly enjoy the interaction and trying my best to get down to like the nitty gritty of what you're really asking for. I'll give you another example. Virtual consultation today for a woman in her late 60s, recently lost her husband, and is interested in just looking better because she still feels very vibrant and wants to be able to date. She wants to be able to still, you know, live the rest of her life the way she wants to. So we started talking about the differences between doing fillers and Botox and lasers, and doing something like a surgical procedure, like eyelid lifts, a facelift, a neck lift. And it's very, very interesting because you start, at least for me, I start to be able to gravitate to one side of the conversation about non-surgical ways of doing things, or gravitate the other way to doing surgical type things. And there's so many things that get, you know, discussed, like who's going to take care of you if you do have your surgery? Are your children close enough by to be able to take care of you after the surgery? Is that something you want to share with them that you're doing with the recent loss of your husband and their father? Is this something that you think in your community would be looked upon maybe as a little too soon to be doing it? And she was so appreciative that I was actually looking into this with her from that perspective, that I think it really made her feel so much more cared for and so much more fulfilled that someone's really understanding what the tug between doing something more permanent and getting a more, result, I guess, oriented thing like a facelift or eyelid surgery, and really having a permanent result like that, that really looked tremendously better? Or should she put her feet in the water more slowly and start out with doing some Botox, some facial fillers, maybe a little laser resurfacing, something else that just makes everything look brighter and, you know, better, but maybe not jumping into this thing yet, because she would feel more comfortable and maybe the people around her and her family and everybody else would feel more comfortable about that. So I'm just giving you some ideas about why these virtual consultations and any consultation is so important, that you're really getting on the same page and getting on the same level with your doctor, so that you can have the conversation that really allows you to choose the right path, to make the right decision, not just, you know, from a textbook or from a Google search, but from the standpoint of what would be best for you at this time. I'm going to give you one more example so that you can really hone in on what I'm saying. Again, another virtual consultation. Patient has been trying to lose weight for almost 6 months. The COVID-19 crisis has not helped this person at all, because she says she actually gained about 9 pounds during these past 3 to 4 months. Now, I happen to have seen this patient approximately 6 to 9 months ago in consultation for either liposuctioning or a tummy tuck. And my suggestion at that time was that she should try to lose as much weight as possible, if that's really what she wanted to do, and that is what she wanted to do, before opting for a tummy tuck. She had 3 children. The thing that really bothered her a lot was the excess amount of skin that draped over her C-section scar. But that skin wasn't empty. That skin was filled with a good amount of fat. There was a good amount of fat above her belly button area and around her love handle area. So I said, listen, we could definitely liposuction all of that. But the problem would be that if you did want to also do a tummy tuck, if we do that tummy tuck today and then you decide to lose 20, 30 pounds, all of that beautiful tight abdomen is going to get probably loose again from that massive weight loss. So if that's really the goal, my suggestion to her 6 to 9 months ago was do as much exercise, dieting, everything you could do to lose as much weight as possible. Then come back to see me and then we'll evaluate what we're going to do. Hopefully by then it really would turn out to be a wonderful tummy tuck and it'll be great. Well, I happened to see her today in a virtual consultation. And now again, like I was explaining, it's about 6 to 9 months later. And not only did she not lose the weight, but she gained an additional 9. So here's the story. The story is, according to her, it's never going to come off. According to her, she would love to be able to say she's going to lose that weight and that she would be an ultimate great candidate for the tummy tuck. But after really going over everything with her, she says it's never going to happen. She wants to do something to look better and feel better about herself. The answer? We should definitely do the liposuctioning. I said, there's absolutely no bad scenario that I could say that would be something that she wouldn't be happy with. And I said, let me just throw one last thing in. If the only thing that really bothers you is the extra amount of skin that's draped over your C-section scar, why don't we do a mini tummy tuck? Why don't we just abandon the idea of really doing a full tummy tuck, do a total amount of liposuction of the abdomen, love handles, and at the very end of that procedure, we would take that extra amount of skin from the belly button down to her pubic area and take away that extra amount of skin that's kind of dropped over or lipped over the C-section scar. And she was absolutely thrilled. She said she had been, you know, over these quarantined months, she's been Googling and doing all this stuff to try to come up with what the game plan would be. But after really going over this with her and really understanding her difficulty in trying to lose the weight, that seems to be the best option, the best choice at this time. So she's all set to do the surgery. So again, my point is, everyone, use these virtual consultations, or if you're going in to see your plastic surgeon or your dermatologist or your cardiologist or whomever it may be, use that consultation wisely. Really try to allow, if you're hooking up with this doctor, again, if you walk in and right away you don't feel that you're jiving with this guy, I'm not forcing you to like open up and tell them everything. But I'm saying if you really are on the same level and you really think that they get you, I would really explain to them all the extenuating circumstances that may be going on in your life so that you can really end up with the proper procedure that fits your particular situation now, as opposed to just Googling something and saying, oh yeah, that's the operation I need, because it really may not turn out to be what you need in your life now. I hope you've enjoyed this. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Damus. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. So long.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Damus. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.